This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice heads off tomorrow on a trip that will focus on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Today, the U.S. government confirmed that North Korea did set off an underground nuclear explosion last week. The U.N. Security Council condemned it and passed a sanctions resolution over the weekend. And now Secretary Rice has to work on ways to implement it. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Rice says she's going to Japan, South Korea, China, and Russia armed with a strong UN Security Council resolution, one she expects member states to enforce.
It has very clear guidelines on what should and should not be allowed to get into North Korea. It has a very powerful tool in the possibility of interdiction of dangerous and suspicious cargo. It has a ban on luxury goods, which I think will be a problem for a regime that has always enjoyed luxury goods while its people, many of them, starve.
There are serious questions, though, about how vigorously the resolution will be implemented. The resolution was watered down for China to agree to it. And even so, China has expressed reservations about the idea of interdictions of North Korean cargo. China's ambassador to the United Nations, Wang Guanya, spoke to reporters at the UN today.
The question was raised whether China will do inspections. Inspection, yes. But inspection is different from interception and interdiction. I think in that area, I think that different countries would do it in different ways.
Peter Hayes of the Nautilus Institute for Security and Sustainable Development says both China and South Korea are unlikely to agree to force down aircraft or stop and search ships, actions they fear could spark a military showdown with North Korea. And Hayes says he doesn't think any of this will have much impact anyway.
The realistic probability is that North Korea will use a ship to send fissile material or warhead overseas is low, and the realistic probability that it will export at all is low. This is a very precious commodity in North Korea for their own self-defense. They've just blown up probably on the order of 10% of the fissile material that they have.
Today, the U.S. government confirmed that North Korea really did stage an underground nuclear test on October 9th. U.S. officials initially raised doubts about it, but in a brief statement, the Office of the National Intelligence Director said that the U.S. detected radioactive debris, and it estimated that the explosion was less than 1 kiloton, which is relatively small. There's some speculation now that North Korea may carry out another test soon, something Secretary Rice warned against today.
That would further deepen the isolation of North Korea, and I hope they would not take such a provocative act, because people went out of their way in this resolution to have a strong and firm hand and strong and firm response, but to leave open a door for North Korea to take a different course if it wishes to do so.
That is, she said, through the six-party talks on nuclear disarmament. Secretary Rice said she thinks the U.S. is in a stronger bargaining position because China and other regional powerhouses have been involved in the six-party talks, but North Korea has been boycotting them. And Peter Hayes is among those now arguing that the only way out of this impasse is for the U.S. to change course and talk directly to Pyongyang.
At this stage, even that may not work, because we have been so unwilling to engage and so disingenuous in our assertions that they just may decide it's better to sit on their small pile of nuclear weapons at the bottom of their hole until Bush goes away and there's a new president that they might be able to deal with. And they know that they can hang on to do that.
He says the economic pressure that the UN Security Council resolution may bring to bear will only go so far. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.